Disc 2.
Let's hear something that calibrates around 740. 740. You got it over there? Yeah. See, the purposes of a church, the beauty, the sanctity, the music, and the mantras, the pageantry, the stained glass windows, the incense. Try and figure out how to work your computer in that state, huh? What computer? That's 740. And it makes you weep and immobilizes you in a state of exquisite beauty. The exquisite beauty of the presence of God. And so you can see why you need friends, because if you go into that state profoundly, you really can't function. And so we'll take a break now that we can't function. If you allow that state to continue, you have to stop lecturing. You can see it immobilizes you. Some of these questions are very funny. Very funny. We'll start with the first one. The answer to this is no, or this. This is a question by a good-hearted soul. Isn't everyone who is not in this room also destined for enlightenment? No. Yeah. miss these lectures and you've had it, you know what I'm saying? No, it's an interesting question because it brings up other dimensions by ruled by entities who hate God, refuse God, and consciously refuse God. The lower astral regions are those who hate God, refuse God, when given the opportunity to choose God, have said no. And they perpetuate for eons. And that's what rules the lower astral domains, is those who refuse God and deny God, and therefore they are not destined for enlightenment. Yeah. So, one of the forms of love that we didn't get a chance to talk about this morning is the classic yoga, karma yoga. You know, the great yogas through the heart, through non-duality, through mind. The third great one, which characterizes Christianity and characterizes, in fact, all spiritually motivated people, is karma yoga, the yoga of service. And Krishna speaks of that. It brings up something extremely important, that what spiritual work is really about is a recontextualization of your entire of your whole life and everything in it. So devotion, the pathway of love, is sanctifying all of your life in all of its details and all of its expressions as an expression of love to God and to all that exists. So, as you take that little ring off the top of your stove that goes around the burner there, and you take the steel wool and you really polish it so it shines, you do so because everything that exists, exists because innately it's divine. Once you see the divinity of all things, watering the garden, shining your shoes, all are equal. All are done as... So, as a devoted being, all your actions become those of devotion, of service to others, service to God. Service to others is service to God. Without the dozen or so people that took to set up this conference, who all did it out of devotion until all hours of the night, aren't you ever going to go to bed? It couldn't happen. So their devotion and behind their work, the endless phone calls, the endless faxes, the endless letters, answering all that's required to just put it together is a rather staggering amount of work.